first of all, as you, those of you here can see, the title of tonight's sharing is called Time in God's Word. Time in God's Word. The number one reason anyone lacks growth or wisdom in his or her life, spiritual life that is due to the lack of time spent in God's Word. Everything a Christian knows about God that's right, that's rightly divided, is why? Because they opened up his word and read it. God gives us that to give us a playbook for life. See? So that's the number one reason. When we put something together, we go to what? The instruction book, right? I built several things in this house that said some assembly required wrong. All of it needed to be put together. And there's been a couple of things I can remember where I said, I don't need the instruction book, I can do this. So I winged it. Sure enough, when I'm done, I got a few bolts and screws in my hand. I said, I heard of extra, but this is more than extra. And then when I got ready to put the thing together, something didn't fit because I didn't read the instruction. And I didn't put a certain screw or bolt where it needed to go. Once I did that, everything was cool for steps. Everything worked fine because I followed the instructions. So, what better book of instructions to follow than what? God's Word. Exactly. A lot of things he puts in there is to energize us, is to build us up and to comfort us. But there's a lot of things in there that are instructions on how to live that righteousness that we have, right? The world's not going to give you that. They're going to give you something where they expect something back, or there's a catch to it, or read the fine print. Every fine print in God's Word is truth. Every fine print word in God's Word is guaranteed to improve and give you godly success. So, tonight is going to be a God music festival, if you will, with songs that talk about the realities of knowing the truths about what God, the Almighty Creator, what God and Jesus gives us, as Sandy shared a little bit about yesterday, giving. God so loved the world that he what? So what do? We give. Not just to the Father, but to those around us. We give. They do it at Agape Outreach. I do it at work and on the phone. Chubby does it at work. And the rest of us do it in our lives. That's how we roll as sons and daughters of God. So, let's get started with a verse of exhortation that we're all familiar with. And is a good starting point of his wisdom. So if you'd like to turn there, you can. It's in 2 Timothy. And it's in 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God. When you study something, that means you go over it a few times until it sinks in to your mind, and in this case, our hearts. So, if we looked at Al's version of the Bible, it was a study so that people think in your heart, okay, to show unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the truth. It's a starting point for his wisdom. And that's what God put in his word, so that we can follow his instruction. So, we're going to go to our first song of the evening. I want you to pay attention to the words, enjoy the song, and we'll go from there.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my bed. When I feel afraid, think I've lost my way, you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Be near me to the end.
Word.
It's a narrow road that leads to life, but I want to be on it. It's a narrow road, and the mercy's wide, cause you're good on your promise. I'll take you at your word. You said it, I'll be leaving. I'll be leaving. chaos fell in life. Oh, I know, 'cause I've seen it in my life. It's a narrow road that leads to life, but I wanna be on it. Yeah. It's a narrow road and the tide is high, but you parted the water. I'll set you at your word. If you said it, I'd believe it. I'll see how good it works. If you start it, go complete it. I'll take you at your word. If you said it, I'd believe it. I'll see how good it works. If you start it, go complete it. I'll take you at your word. You put on your promise. You said your love will never give up. You said your grace is always enough. You said your heart would never forget or forsake me. Hallelujah. Oh, you said I'm saved. You call me yours. You said my future's full of your hope. You've never failed. So I know that you'll never fail. You said it, I believe it. I've seen how good it works. If you started, you'll complete it. I'll take you at your word. If you said it, I believe it. I've seen how good it works. If you started, you'll complete it. I'll take you.
Instruction. Okay. So for this, please go to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1 and in verse 8. Ocho. I'll give you a few seconds. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. God's instructions aren't for failing or for failure. Therefore, good success. Therefore, prosperity. Therefore, healing. Therefore, peace. Therefore, vision that we need every day. And so, as he instructed Joshua, you think Joshua followed his direction? Absolutely. And many others in God's word. And you and I today. So, moving along to our third song. Again, the words to these songs should be building you up and giving you food for thought. But I want to take it a step further. Instead of what the world says, food for thought, I say food for action. Food for action. So our third song is I Believe It.
It's not just a story, it's a living, breathing, walking testimony. Love a God so good he leaves his home in glory. For the world he loved, for the world that he so loved. Hey, it's not just a story, Yeah. I believe in the life of Jesus. I believe that he conquered death. I believe in the resurrection. I believe he's coming back again. I believe that his spirit's with us. I believe that he gives us power. I believe that he is the Son of God. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. I believe in the life of Jesus. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. I can't deny. If I said I got here on my own, I'd be lying. My eyes have seen the goodness of the Father. Oh, we're the ones he loves, we're the ones that he so loves. Oh, and I can't deny it. Oh, no, say, I believe in the life of Jesus. I believe that he conquered death. I believe in the resurrection. I believe he's coming back again. I believe that his spirit's with us. I believe that he gives us power. I believe that he is the Son of God. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. I believe in the life of Jesus. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. We cry, hold, hold. Let the earth rejoice. He is worthy of all praise. Cry, holy, holy, let the earth rejoice. He is worthy of all praise. He is all. I believe in the life of Jesus. I believe that he conquered death. I believe in the resurrection. I believe that his spirit's with us. I believe
do you believe it?
Believe it.
You know, spending time in God's Word provides essential spiritual nourishment, wisdom, and guidance. And we all need a second, third, fourth, fifth serving of that, don't we? So, I want to read a verse of Scripture, but this is out of the Amplified Bible. So, you can still turn to it in yours. And this is going to be in Colossians, a verse you're familiar with, but I like the way the Amplified put this. In Colossians 3:16, let the word spoken by Christ, the Messiah, have its home in your hearts and minds, and dwell in you, in all its richness, as you teach and admonish and train one another in all insight and intelligence and wisdom in spiritual things, and as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody to God with his grace in your hearts. I thought that was really neat how the Amplified expounded on that verse of Scripture. So this brings us to our last song, and I trust this one will also bless you. The name of this song is I Know That I Know. Please enjoy.
If you know we serve a faithful God, I need you to clap your hands tonight. Lift up a shout of praise to Jesus.
Good for all my life, so nothing could ever change my mind. And you never break a promise, you're constant in all you do. Yours is the way, the truth, the life that I will choose. Oh, I know that I know. You won't ever let me go. Every low and every high, you are faithful all the time. Oh, I can't sit and I see. You've been so, so good to me. God, I know that I know. You're faithful all the time. Oh. Left or right, and I will keep heaven in my sight. And no, I will not be shaken, and nothing is moving me. And I've got a faith that shows things I cannot say. Oh, I know that I know you won't. All of my hope, all of my faith, all of this in your name. And the world cannot deny all that you've done in my life. All of my faith, all of my praise, all of this Jesus' name. I won't stand on words of men, God, I'll stand on your big faith. All of my hope, all of my faith, all of this in your just a walk in all that you've done in my life, all of my days, all of my praise, all of this in your all of my days, all of my praise, all of this. Oh, I know that I know you won't. Every low and every high, you are faithful all the time. Oh, I know that I know you won't ever let me go. Every low and every high, you are faithful all the time. I've seen it and I've seen you get so, so good to me. God,
hallelujah. said, all these songs point to God and Jesus Christ, and they're just singing a wonderful, wonderful songs of praise and thankfulness and just worship to the Father. And why not have fun doing that? So I thought this evening that we would look at these four songs, and there was many others, but time is a constraint. But still yet, they share the hearts of those singing them and those who are listening. So, here we're going to look at the Bereans, how they were taking a vote to decide what was true. No, they weren't. They searched the scriptures once a month. Again, no, they didn't. Why don't we just go to the verse? Please go to Acts chapter 17, and we'll see the truth. Acts 17. And when you get to Acts 17, I would ask that you please go to verse 10. I'll be reading this out of the NLT. Acts 17:10. That very night, the believers sent Paul and Silas to Berea. When they arrived there, they went to the Jewish synagogue. Verse 11. And the people of Berea were more open-minded than those in Thessalonica. And they listened eagerly to Paul's message. They searched the scriptures day after day. For what? To see if Paul and Silas were teaching the truth. Have you ever even imagined someone saying, oh, here's the Bible, it's true. You never open it, you go, yeah, I believe that. Well, that's good, but believe what? If you're not going to open and read it and hear what God has to say about you, about Him, about our life, then, you know, what kind of searching the scriptures is that? Okay? So, in conclusion, let me conclude with a verse of scripture. And for this, please go to Ephesians chapter 5. We're going to close in this verse. Ephesians chapter 5. And Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16. Wonderful exhortation here. It says, make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. These evil days, we're witnessing them now. Okay? Are they going to get better or worse? We don't know. But what we do know is what God is telling us here, that there are going to be some. Okay? We will get through it because we're following His instruction. We're exemplifying His love. We're exemplifying Jesus Christ and what He did. A lot of people will tell you, oh, but it was different back then. Actually, it was harder back then. You didn't have Uber. You didn't have electricity. You didn't have any of that stuff. But they still devoted their day-by-day lives to researching and reading God's Word and worshiping and fellowshipping with their brothers and sisters. And was it profitable? Absolutely. Some of the miracles God chose us in His Word was because of their believing. Okay? Now we've got all this junk around us, from cell phones to whatever, that take our focus off the very Word of God that will put our focus on the right things to believe and to do. Verse 17. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. What the Lord wants you to do. If we're going to go to work and follow our supervisor or our boss's instruction to know what to do, how much bigger is God's instruction to know what to do? Much bigger. Yes, we still obey and do what we're supposed to do at work or wherever, but it's God's Word that is the foundation in our lives. It's the difference maker. Okay? How did Mr. T say, I pity the fool who doesn't go to God or believe in Him, because they're just riding on the waves to and fro, if you will, of man's word and the world's word. But we have such a greater and more loving and more all-enveloping example and instructions to follow, and that's God's love and wisdom. And when we put that in your lives, my goodness. So, this evening, I trust that we got a little taste of time in God's Word, musically and in Scripture. So Heavenly Father, I thank you for giving us these opportunities to look into your Word as often as possible, Father, to get that spiritual nourishment, Father, and give us fuel for the day to deal with whatever comes our way, knowing that you and Christ are in us. You never leave us, Father. And like the song said, you are faithful all the time. So I thank you for the opportunities each one of us have to help those around us. Father, we praise you as long as we draw breath. All in Jesus' name. Amen.